No,
it's
I don't think so.
It's actually really sweet.
Ooh. I like it.
It's got a medicinal flavor.
It's mostly honey.
That's what I really pick up on, is a lot of honey.
No, I do not like it.
Just a tiny hint.
Tastes like cigar smoke.
Michigoni and Degree. All the best podcasts are free. Simon Ginger and Witty. Playing games and drinking tea. Call a pound stone, never lie. The best podcast for its size. So hang out with your new best friend. With a friend for Hidden.
Hello, Grand Rapidians, the ones that like all the piss jugs. Welcome to Grand Rapidians Play Video Games. I'm Ginger.
I'm Willie, and we're a show that reviews beverages, talks about video games.
I fucked up the beginning this time.
We recommend stuff, and we that do real life XP.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and we always do some kind of different beginning. Whatever. And we have a guest, a reoccurring guest.
We don't always do something different, Ginger. We've done the same intro multiple times.
I mean, yeah. Lately, we've been throwing weird.
But we're very excited. We're happy to have JD back today. JD.
Hi.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm liking the lack of consistency. First of all, y'all know I'm completely kidding with this. I'm not serious with this at all, but the professionalism is just so top-notch. I promise I say that with nothing but love.
I mean, we strive for that, so fucking right. Thank you.
Right. You guys are striving for it, like, dang it. Okay, there's some kind of funny metaphor out there. Like, I'm striving for this metaphor. There we go. Let's get meta with this shit.
You know,
yes!
There's first rate, there's second rate, and there's other
us.
Rates. And we just want a rate. All right, today, the quote of the day.
Oh, shit.
Sunshine is dangerous. Sugar can be poison. Love, well, that's obvious. Beware too much happiness.
No.
And that's from a Timbuk3 song.
I was wondering where this was going. Okay, say it one more time. It was like happiness.
Will's old
is poison.
Sunshine is dangerous. Sugar can be poison.
Love. I mean, what was that one group in the 90s that warned us of similar? Len, I believe, where they were saying you could steal my sunshine. So I can understand there is some validity to that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All
I
right.
Thought that
Maybe it's
song
not
was
completely...
about acid. The Steal My Sunshine song?
It could be about the Matrix.
You know, forgive me for going off topic already with this, but like one of the first things I did when I was trying to learn how to do voice acting is like you'd want to go ahead and you can take a voice that you hear and try to impersonate it and make it your own. And I loved how terrible the chorus singer for that song was. And he was just like, got stuck in my head.
So you stay talking like this. I know, it's up for me.
Like that guy. So if I ever have an actual successful career doing voice acting, I blame him.
I mean, that was a great voice there. I like that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. It's for any... If I ever need anything radical...
Do a 540 McFlip twist.
You know?
Right.
Speaking of radical...
Man, I love Doritos.
Speaking of radical, we have the brand new Mountain Dew flavor. For the holidays, we got the gingerbread snapped Mountain Dew.
Ooh!
I'm so not excited for this.
Ginger doesn't want to try this, but for the show, she's willing to sacrifice.
I'm so mad at you, Willie.
I hope it tastes good.
Well, it's better than the gingerbread seltzer, but it's weird.
That is. It tastes like lemony gingerbread. I think if you took a gingerbread cookie and dissolved it in lemonade, until it was like the consistency of oatmeal, like half lemonade and half gingerbread.
And then drained it so you don't get the chunks.
Yeah, no chunks, add caffeine, and then carbonate it.
I don't like it. I had a feeling I wasn't going to like it. I don't want any more of that shit. I'm good. I'm going to rate that 0.25 out of 5 because that's nasty. I don't like it.
I'll give it 1 out of 5. I think it is drinkable, but I shouldn't have bought 2.
Yeah, he buys 2 of them. I was like, what, were they 2 for $1? Because that would have been worth it, right?
That would have been absolutely, but I mean, look how much he cares. That you never know. It could have actually just been knocked out of the park with this.
I had a feeling it wasn't going to be because of that one gingerbread seltzer we had. We're like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great, right? It was not.
No, that was terrible.
The peppermint one was fantastic. That one was really good. That gingerbread one was fucking hot trash. All right.
That was so is that the drink review portion of this, or?
We got another one.
Do you have a beverage, JD?
I can improvise.
Okay.
Do
you have Ohio tap water? We've done New York tap water, but we haven't done Ohio.
Right.
All right. Let's go ahead and make this the most terrible one we've ever had, period. barbecue sauce.
Oh, shit.
Are you going to drink it?
What kind of barbecue sauce is that?
This is Montgomery Inn barbecue sauce. I have sworn by this brand since the mid-90s. They brag about how... Let me just super duper quick read off the back of this.
Okay. I can't wait to watch. Sorry, people, you can't watch him drink this barbecue sauce, but this is going to be amazing.
But just, okay, so in 1951, Ted, the Ribs King Gregory, opened the now famous Montgomery Inn restaurant in the sleepy village of Montgomery, Ohio. But it was the secret barbecue sauce created by Ted's wife, Matula? Matula? M-A-T-U-L-A. How would you pronounce that?
Matula.
Matula, mm-hmm. Okay. That really put the place on the map. It's a taste so legendary that movie stars, athletes, and even U.S. presidents go out of their way to make a stop.
To Ohio? Okay.
Yes. So, cheers.
Oh, cheers. Shit. Cheers.
Gingerbread to barbecue.
This is great.
Hey, y'all. I'm 39 years old, and I shouldn't be doing that anymore. Oh!
Nobody, I don't think anybody should be taking shots of barbecue sauce.
When I was, oh God, this was about 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I had a roommate at the time, and his name was Cy, and he introduced me to, this is a legit good idea, by the way, for a drink, and I want y'all... Seriously, try this out, okay? Get coconut rum and soy milk. The two work really, really well together. He introduced this to me, and it's a fantastic flavor. And I mentioned that because I decided to be silly that same night and say, why don't we try coconut rum and soy sauce?
Finish him.
Yeah, I couldn't feel my tongue for a couple of minutes afterwards. It was atrocious.
Oh my God. I'll pass on the liquor.
Negative 4 out of 10.
What's that? Good. I'll pass on the liquor.
Yeah, I can respect that. I can respect that. But
I mean, if I was still drinking, I probably would try that. Not the soy sauce.
Yeah. They definitely do not recommend the soy sauce. That was...
I have to actually get liquid aminos for my soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Because either it has fish in it or wheat. So I have to be careful with soy sauce.
Ah, gotcha. Oh, okay. That makes sense then. Well...
It's all good.
I'm so sorry.
I have another beverage.
Anyway, yes, please.
This is Balls.
Ginger's got more balls.
I got another balls. This is the orange soda one.
You know, if your balls are orange, I'm sorry, Mr. President.
He's not our president anymore.
That's very valid.
And this is fucking good.
I've never had balls.
I can honestly admit,
I've never had the beverage.
So JD's not a eunuch.
Yeah, that's okay.
I like this one.
I don't think it's as good as the other flavors. I'll give the orange balls 3 out of 5. Passable.
I'm going to give this one 4.5 out of 5. It's way better than I thought it was going to be.
No, you're full of crap.
I like it a lot.
It's only 3 times better than this gingerbread Mountain Dew.
Fuck that gingerbread Mountain Dew. That was nasty. Balls Guarana Orange Soda, 4.5 out of 5. I like this one. It's better than the cherry, but I did like the root beer and the ginger one a little better. And if I rated this one over those two, my bad.
No, I disagree. I put that one at the bottom of the 4 balls that we've had.
Okie dokie.
Oh, testicle jokes. They're so tempting to go for, but nope.
B-A-W-L-S.
Oh my god.
Balls.
Bowels. Okay. It's almost a B-A-U-L-S. Bowels. Okay.
That's fine. All the testicle jokes are welcome when you're drinking balls.
Yeah. All right, then. Fair enough.
All right, Ginger, let's take a break.
And be right back.
Sure.
Okay. This episode is brought to you in part by CartMart.games.
Independent Canadian retro online game store and more, from cartridges to tapes.
Shop smart. Shop CartMart.
Why did you get that line? I'm the one who looks like Bruce Campbell.
Whatever. CartMart has Game Gear, Super Nintendo, PS1, and all kinds of retro shit.
You're right. Shop smart. Shop CartMart. The game of the week is, you say that.
The game of the week is...
Welcome to Pia Carrot, Sega Saturn, NTSC-J. Hey Ginger, you want to come back?
Sure.
What for?
To do... Real Life XP.
TMC.
R.
L.
L.
C.
G.
R.
P.
V.
G. Whoa. That was kind of hurt my brain a little bit.
I'm sorry, there were no vowels in that. Let me try again.
Unstoppable.
I can go first with my real life XP.
Sure.
This morning, I got up and I was going to make breakfast because Ginger was playing Xbox. But then we didn't have any eggs. So I said, fuck it, I'll make the dessert that I didn't make last night. And so I made Rice Krispie treats, but instead of Rice Krispies, I used potato chips. Ruffle potato chips and just crushed them up.
Ooh,
and then I poured the marshmallow butter mixture over them.
So fucking good.
It was salty marshmallow potato chip bars, and it was awesome.
I haven't been able to stop eating them.
Ooh. Because, like, there's something about Rice Krispie treats I'm actually not a fan of.
Me
there's
either.
Something about the tech. Like, does the texture change? That's the real key when using potato chips instead.
So it's slightly crunchy, but it's not mushy.
Okay, yeah, because it's the mushiness that I'm not a personal fan of. But if you're getting rid of that. Ooh.
Yeah, if you use ruffles and it stays not mushy, and you can leave the chunks as big as you want.
Yeah.
Nice.
You could do it with, like, whole chips and toss them in a giant bowl.
Mm.
Okay.
It was fucking amazing. But it was a great breakfast.
just crushed the whole bag and had a bag of potato chips and a bag of marshmallows for breakfast with a stick of butter in it, too. For good measure.
Very nice.
How many XPs for this amazing treat?
How about 33,000?
Fuck yeah. Okay. I can't stop eating. All right. This is fucking good.
Sounds good to me. Nice.
All right. JD, you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. So, I have been unemployed since early February. This pandemic sucks.
Yeah.
But starting on the 8th, I will be employed again.
Woo woo!
Yeah, I'm super duper excited. The company, I'm gonna play it safe and not say the name of the company.
That's
it's
fair.
A very, very large one. I think I can give hints for it.
If you want
but I'm gonna
to,
be kind of doing a technical
you.
Yeah. I'm gonna be doing a technical support for them. A kind of a that and like looking over code and
fuck
you
yeah.
know, it was great. You know, the interview process was super duper nice and easy, and they ended up getting back to the recruiters I'm using. And they're like, yeah, this was our best, strongest candidate so far. Let's send him a job offer immediately.
Fuck cool. yeah, man. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's nice when you land a job when you haven't had one in a little bit.
Yeah.
It's
oh, I've needed
relief.
This. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
As for how many experience points, this is where the hints will come in. You understand that, again, I have not said the name of this company. But if it were done a few years ago, I would say maybe 7 or 8 experience points. Yeah. Right now, it's 10 experience points. And I would say that
XP
I know that they're working
points.
On... Yeah, I'm getting the XP. Yep, mm-hmm. And you could say I'm working up to 11. Yeah.
11 with the
volume
touch screen.
Doesn't go that high.
11 with the touch screen.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of a surface level thing.
You'll be like on a Teams.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. On all the Teams.
Yeah. Word. It's something I excel at.
You gotta point that power.
Yep, I'm not saying anything. No. I wouldn't want to give them the edge.
Hello, imbecile.
No, I don't think, in all sincerity, I'm not going to get any trouble for that for saying anything like that, I don't think. But, like, I'm not making fun of them, so it's all good. I'm super duper excited to be working for the team.
We're super happy for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
So how many XPs?
That's what I'm saying. I think I'm getting 10, maybe 11. I mean, I'm okay with low right now, you know?
Okay. So, that 7,000...
What's the 781011? How much is that?
There you go.
780,000? Yeah. 781,000.
Yeah. Listen, they're not asking me to do math.
No,
they're asking me to troubleshoot
math.
Things.
It's just reading a number.
Oh my gosh.
That many. Ginger, what did you do?
So fucking funny. So for my real life XP, I have just been still working on the house, going through shit, getting rid of shit. Making some donation bags.
You had a realtor over to the house for a few hours one night?
It was an hour, actually. But it was a...
All right, it seemed like a few hours.
I used to work with her when I worked at the plant. So I was like, I know a realtor, let's use her. So it was really great to see and, like, catch up a little bit and, like, talk house stuff and kind of figure out a... I already knew we had some work to do. But just to get another outside perspective on what we can do and maybe not have to do as much of in certain rooms and shit like that. So it was just great to have another perspective. And yeah, just keeping up on this stuff, and it's kind of really tiring. But it'll be good in the long run. So just kind of doing lots of house stuff. I'm going to say 10,000 points.
Okay.
All right. Very, very nice. That's especially in like today's market and stuff, doing anything house related of that kind of nature is terrifying. So, heck yeah, I'm proud of you.
You know, I mean, that Lexapro helps. Yay, the Lexapro. Another 1,000 points for that.
Unstoppable.
So, we'll be right back after these messages with games.
These messages have games?
They might.
Oh, yeah, it probably does. Shoutouts to Canadian Greg.
Cartmart.games.
Hey, Ginger.
Yeah?
Guess what?
You have a beer?
I do. I started the game with soda pop, but I have a beer here.
Nice crack.
It's called nice. Elvis Juice. It's from BrewDog. And it's a grapefruit-infused IPA.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
This one's pretty good. Let's see. Columbus. Oh, another Ohio beer.
Aw, I had
Ohio beer. Yeah, I was going to say BrewDog. Yeah, I know that place. Yeah.
Nice.
This one's pretty good. I've passed
it a few times.
It's grapefruity, but it's IPA also. It's not like a fruit juice flavored beer. It's a beer flavored beer. With the grapefruit is subtle. It's almost like some hops are this grapefruity. That's how little grapefruit juice there is in here.
Very, very nice.
And, I mean, I got this one for $2 at the gas station, so it's all over the place. And it's not very expensive. Yeah, it's a 16-ouncer, under $2 at a gas station, grapefruit juice.
And it's not skunked and it's good?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right, awesome.
I'll give the Elvis juice 4 out of 5.
I need something to go ahead and alleviate the pain from that Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Absolutely. That Mountain Dew is absolutely disgusting.
Almost.
Hey, JD, what game do you play?
I have been playing a game called 7 Days to Die.
Fatality.
I figure, you know what? I know we're recording. Gonna let the listeners in on a little bit of the behind the scenes, but it's actually the day before Halloween. I know it's probably gonna release sometime in November. You know, so not quite. It's that spooky.
We'll be but like our scary, you know, story time ghost stuff, and like spoopy can be any time.
Okay, that's valid. That's absolutely valid. Okay, because my concern was like, all right, we're going to talk scary stuff, and it's going to be almost Thanksgiving time.
Yeah. We don't celebrate Thanksgiving. That's a colonizer holiday.
My family has a tradition anyway of like, we say the wrong holiday name for every single holiday intentionally because we are... a firm believer that it's not the name of the holiday, it's whatever the feeling that you're trying to invoke. That's the important thing.
That's awesome. I love it.
So like Christmas, like, you know, we usually say Happy Arbor Day. You know, Thanksgiving tends to be just whatever, Happy Valentine's Day. It doesn't matter. Who cares what we're calling it? What matters is spending time with family, whatever the true feeling that we're trying to invoke. Anyway, now that I'm off of that tangent.
Happy National Oatmeal Day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And happy Labor Day to you. So 7 Days to Die is kind of a almost Minecraft-ish. It is like it's a voxel-based, so it's a very three-dimensional block-based where you can craft stuff. You're fighting zombies the entire time.
Sweet.
Me and the girlfriend Shell were playing on a public server, and they definitely have added some fun mods, such as, you know, it's definitely scary to be out at night, you know, and walking in a forest, and all of a sudden you see a flying shark with a laser beam on its head coming right at you.
At least it's not Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh my god.
That would be pretty terrifying.
I wonder if I can get them to get that in there. That'd be awesome. But anyway, so like it's very it's kind of like we're doing a PvE server. Okay. So it is a whole bunch of us kind of still doing our own things, but we still help each other out a lot.
Nice.
You know, we've made our own base, covered it in spikes to go ahead and keep the zombies out. You know, we have a garden that needs to be cared for. We have, like, I usually at least once or twice a day go out mining for whatever materials we need. Yeah, it's that kind of fun. And it's a blast. It's Alpha 20. Like, it's still, like, not 100% done. Like, Alpha 20 is supposed to be coming out soon. I'd highly recommend it. Like, if you look on... Like, I got my copy on Steam when it was on sale for, like, $7 or $8.
So it's kind of like Minecraft. Kind of like if Minecraft had a... the survival mode was an MMORPG?
Yeah.
All right.
And with more blood, more cursing.
Are there piss jugs?
Yes. Oh my god, I didn't even think about that. So you can literally get jars of water, but they are very yellow. Very yellow. And awesome. if you drink it, you'll give yourself dysentery. So if you boil it, you can get either boiled water. Ooh. But like you can filter it out too to get like a pure mineral water. Yeah. Or you can just carry around piss jugs because why not? Oh my god,
that's awesome.
In sincerity, I'll recommend the game highly. So, I didn't think I was going to like it, but like I'm an addict.
Nice. Are there toilets as well?
Yes. Sweet. You can get the piss out of those. sometimes you'll even find a toilet pistol or toilet knife. It's hilarious. There's
so good.
There's traitors in the game,
right.
And you know, with different personalities too. One of them just always chatting. What the fuck is your problem?
I love that voice.
You know, have you ever tried bathing? You know, shit like that.
Bitch, you so stink.
Good. Yeah.
I'm different.
Highly recommend it.
What's the name of it again?
7 Days to Die.
All right.
PC only now, open beta?
So it is available on console, but okay. They've kind of stopped supporting it. They're now doing primarily on PC.
Okay.
I don't know if it's on Epic or not. I don't think it is. I think it's just on Steam, but I could be wrong.
That's
okay. Yeah, right now, it is an early access game. As of this very moment, it normally sells for $25. It's down to $7.50.
Excuse me.
Ginger, you're going to have to fucking edit this episode. We keep saying that and I keep doing it. God damn it. It's your turn to edit.
That's what you get for giving me balls.
I wanted to join in. I wanted to be one of the cool kids. Let me in. Damn it. Oh my god, I'm looking at my screen where I had the recording going and the WAV file just...
That's great.
All right. Hey, Ginger.
Yeah?
What game you play?
I play Knights and Bikes on the Game Pass. Like Knights, K-N-I-G-H-T-S.
Epic.
And Bikes, like B-Y-K-E-S?
B-I-K-E-S, oh. Like bicycles.
Oh, I was thinking of dykes. Sorry.
The fuck is wrong with you?
What? There are those walls of black water. That's what I'm talking about. Dutch things.
I'm looking to go ahead and see if it's available. You said it's on Game Pass?
It was on Game Pass. It is off Game Pass now, but it's you can play it two-player, which you kind of have to be very cooperative and work together. Mm-hmm. But you're Nessa and Demelza, and they explore an ancient island with their pet goose, Captain Honkers, riding and upgrading their bikes on a quest for answers. So when I'm reading this right off Nintendo.com, just to cite my source.
Well, you're reading about an Xbox game on the Nintendo.com. Cool.
Yep.
The console wars are over.
And as the story unfolds, they'll face hazards, puzzles, and gathering forces of an ancient curse with their growing collection of frisbees, water balloons, toilet plungers, which we didn't get to that point, and boombox loud enough to wake the undead. Mm-hmm. So I was Nessa, and you were Demelza. And Nessa, you can start out kicking, and then eventually Demelza gets a frisbee. And Will was like, damn, I can't, like, do any attacks.
Yeah, I didn't have any attacks at first.
And then but he got it.
Then when I got the frisbee, I could throw the frisbee or hold the button down to charge it and throw three frisbees at once.
Yep, and then we had to get him a bike.
Yeah, because she had a bike first. Apparently I ran away from home. I'm like an 8-year-old girl. And Ginger was playing as, like, a 6-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And she lived on this mini golf course that her parents had built.
On an island.
But then her mom died, and they couldn't afford to keep the mini golf course and the campground open.
Yeah.
And so I ran away from, probably from my family camping on the island, and I'm, like, living in her, like, tree fort in this mini golf course.
So it was It was inspired by the Goonies and the Secret of Mana, apparently.
Ooh, really? So, now?
I know it's not on Game Pass anymore, but it's such an independent game. I would almost like buying it because I want to see the rest of the story. Because it kind of hits on the, like, a parent dying and, right, like, how a young child, like, takes that on.
But then, like, something's
happening.
Either magical stuff happens that's magical, or stuff happens that's in your imagination, and you have to, like, fight enemies, like all the golf balls on the golf course come alive yeah, and come at you. You have to defeat a bulldozer that's, like, tearing down stuff. And
that's, a beat-em-up. That's kind of... Yeah. It's a beat-em-up game, because there's not really...
It's almost like
action
RPG, yes, kind of like a Zelda top-down style fighting,
right,
but two-player co-op, okay, Zelda right, style.
And I'm not seeing that explanation really too much. It says action-adventure, but that's about it. So
yeah, I'm reading up on it right now. Yep, Inspired Goonies, Secret Mana. And it's made by people that used to be part of Media Molecule, who made Little Big Planet. That's awesome! Yeah. Those are some really good people.
It's a super cute game.
Yeah.
The art style is like painting, children's book drawing, animated style. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
We didn't see any toilets or piss jugs. Might not be. Oh. We did see jars, though, didn't we? Like jugs?
I think so. I don't know. This is your game.
Hot.
I played with you, but.
You're like, it's a two-player game. Let's play it before it's off Game Pass. I was like, cool. Uh-huh. And then we just kind of didn't play it.
Yeah.
But it is a cute game. It's really nice to have a fun co-op game every now and again. And that's why I would almost want to get a copy of this. It'd be the second game I have to buy because...
Game Pass, because
it went off fucking Game Pass.
Yeah.
You're supposed to check before it leaves, because then you can get it for a discount.
Yeah. Oh, well. It is what it is.
By the time you hear this, listener, it's too late.
Yep. So, JD, you want to ask Willy what game he plays?
So, hold on. How can we make this more meta? Hey, Ginger, do you want to ask JD to ask Willy? Wait, hold on. It's Lion of the Coconut. Hey, Willy, what game are you playing? Yeah, this joke is dead.
I play the game called Crown Trick. Hey, JD, do you want to ask me what Crown Trick is?
Hey! How you doing?
All right, well, Crown Trick.
I'm just trying to no-sell this. Come on.
What
is Crown Trick?
Crown Trick is a mystery dungeon game.
Okay.
A mystery dungeon game for people who haven't played one before. It takes place on a grid, and it's turn-based. And you play, in this game, as one character one girl who's in the nightmare realm, and you have to make your way through three different nights of nightmares. And you're conscious during your nightmares because of a crown, a sentient crown with a big giant eyeball that sits on your head and gives you psychic powers. And it takes place on a grid, and it's completely turn-based, so if you move one, the enemies in the room can move one.
That's kind of like Chocobo's Tale as well.
Like Chocobo Mystery Dungeon, or Pokemon Mystery Dungeon, or many other Mystery Dungeon games.
So if they're like a couple like things away and they can't hit you, you'll want to like attack if that doesn't use a special, so then they move closer so you can get the first attack.
Right. And there, this one, it's all the levels are randomly generated, like the other Mystery Dungeon games, so you never know, you know, what how the stage is going to be laid out or where you go. The map is fairly generous on this, where it will tell you, like, if there's a treasure or if it leads to the boss in the room next to you. And there's teleports all over the map, so you can click the map button and teleport to, like, 80% of the rooms that you've been to instantly. Mm-hmm. You get to pick from four different weapons when you start, and there's lots of different weapons. There's daggers, which will just attack the one square in front of you. You can get lances that will do two squares in front of you. You can get pistols that will do three. You can get a shotgun that will go out one and then over two. Swords will do the three in front of you. Rifles shoot out four. If you get an axe, it attacks all nine squares around you in every direction.
You're just swinging an axe around. Yeah. That seems legit, a big-ass battle axe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's dozens of different versions of each of those different weapons where you can get, you know, elemental damage or buffs or stuff that will remove enemy armor. Or, you know, like this rifle will do more damage if you hit somebody four squares away versus three squares away. And so you start out picking from all of those, but then you get these, the main spells of the game are these elemental creatures that you get to pick two of.
Okay.
That you can switch between two that you have equipped at a time, and each of them have two abilities, magic abilities that use your magic points, and they range from anything from like, they'll make you invincible for one turn, and then any damage that was dealt to you, you'll return on your next attack.
Oh, nice.
Ooh, okay.
There's a lot of them that will do area of damage, like, you know, hit a 3x3 area within a 5x5 grid distance from you and deal lava damage or lightning damage to these creatures. Or the most expensive one was 100 magic points, and it just hit everybody in the stage that you're in. You can summon enemy minions to fight with you. There's stuff that'll push enemies away from you or poison enemies. And you can, like, triple stack poison on enemies and all these buffs. And then you get artifacts that buff your buffs and debuff enemy debuffs. And they protect you from being debuffed. And every time you beat a mini-boss, you'll get to pick from an item. And, like, all right, say, all my spells cost half the magic points, but they also use my life points when I cast them.
Ooh.
Or sometimes it'll be, all right, instead of taking damage, you'll lose your soul cubes first, and then when you're out of soul cubes, you'll lose your gold, and only when you're out of all of those will you lose hit points. Or it might be something like, you know, if you don't critical hit, you get an extra 5% chance to critical hit, and that stacks until you critical hit, and then it resets.
Nice.
All right. There are jars in this one.
There are jars, there are jugs, there are barrels, there are crates, there are chests, and they're all over. Most of them contain gold. But you just walk into a jug. You don't even need to attack them to break them. You just walk into them and they shatter and you pick the gold up off the ground.
Okay.
Lots of the barrels can be filled with anything. There's barrels filled with tar, barrels filled with fire, barrels filled with lightning, barrels filled with water. And if you break them, it makes a 9x9 grid on the floor, or a 3x3, a 9-square grid.
Okay.
So if you step in the water, you'll get wet if you break the water barrel. And those all, there's all kinds of, you know, elemental status that you can get that will make stuff hurt you more, or it affects enemies also.
All right.
Okay. Nice.
And in addition to those items in your weapon, you have a warp move, and you can press this.
God-like.
You can press the button, and you can move anywhere within a 5x5 grid. And that really helps you because you're so limited in your movement and attacks, and you're fighting these people. So you get to warp around, and after you defeat an enemy, it refills your warp usages. You start with like 3, but you can get up to 5. I've had like 7 warps.
Okay.
Stored up in use at a time.
Nice.
Nice.
Then there's items you can get too that don't use your skills or your attack, and those are usually further ranged. Everything from like a pebble that you can throw at people to like runes that do fire damage to, you know, shield items. There's like a decoy item where you put out a rabbit over there and the enemies attack the rabbit decoy that you put out.
I'm liking how this sounds, yeah.
I really like the art style in this. It's cartoony-ish.
Yeah.
But the colors are really pretty. They're very vivid on top of the very dark background. Uh-huh. So, like, everything kind of pops. Very nice.
Yeah.
All the enemies are cool. There's, like, clockwork spiders. You beat those and they split into 3 real spiders.
They're very detailed for how kind of, like, small they are, too.
It's,
I mean,
it very much plays out like it's on a chessboard, and there's actually one boss who I dislike. We can talk about the bosses a little bit. But there's one who's like this sorcerer, and you come into the grid, and it's a square room, and you walk to the middle, and he makes everything drop away except for a grid the size of a chessboard, and then he summons all the chess pieces up above, and he's in the place of the king. And you have to fight every single chess piece who moves according to the rules of chess.
Oh!
And then only when you defeat all of his pieces can you actually damage him. And but then he starts summoning like other shit that charges across the board. And he's a pain in the ass.
Shit happens.
There's a witch. The first boss is this doctor. Or the first one who I fought. It might be different depending on your playthrough.
Right.
But this doctor had a shield, and I couldn't damage him. And I finally figured out the third time I was fighting him, you defeat the other enemies, and they give you these little electromagnet things that negate shields. And then you have to get next to him and use one of those items, and it gets rid of his shield, and then you can damage him while he's near it. And
there you go. Okay.
Yeah. I was playing that, though, streaming on the PC. Because Ginger was playing on the TV using the Game Pass Ultimate remote play. And I had his health halfway down. I just figured out how to damage him with those items. And it crashed because of my internet connection. And I had to redo the whole stage again, redo the fight.
Even though we pay more for a better internet.
Yeah.
Better, so, quote unquote.
And I was playing this on the Game Pass, the game streaming, what do you call it, remote play. Because it's turn-based, you know, there's no action. If there's lag, that's fine. I can wait for a turn to go through and then take my next turn. But then the game crashed and lost all progress. I said, screw that. All right, no more Game Pass streaming for me.
I couldn't get the controller that we had for the streaming to work for Dragon Quest Builders on that streaming, but whatever.
Is it still on
beta?
Crown Trick.
Yeah, Crown Trick.
Yeah.
Nope.
That one is.
And starting to install.
It's a pretty game. I think you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Nice.
Right.
Hey, I want to break the format a little bit. Can I recommend one more super quick game?
Yeah, because a friend of mine actually,
a friend of mine developed it, and I had so much fun playing it.
Nice.
It's called Chef Squad, and it's only played on Twitch. So the core game is the main person who does the streaming streams their screen, and they are in charge of the kitchen. Everyone that's in the chat is a chef in the kitchen.
Oh, it could be too many cooks real quick.
Uh-huh. It supports up to 25. But, like, when we were playing, like, okay, the guy that was streaming, all right, JD, you're going to go ahead and go up the tomatoes. And it's all done in Twitch chat, by the way.
That's really cool.
So, okay, go to tomatoes. And it shows you a command that you have to type in to start. You type in, like, okay, tomatoes is !TOM. Mm-hmm. Then it gives you, like, two or three more random prompts that you have to read for and type it in for it to go ahead and move on. And it is, it's made by the same people that did Cook, Serve, Delicious. I don't know if y'all have played that.
No.
It's a very chaotic cooking game. But it's, now it's simultaneously single player and multiplayer for this. Because like I said, the head person in charge is moving people around whatever orders. That it is sounds, so much fun.
It sounds like beautiful chaos.
Yeah, best go, part.
We're on the clock. Time to go to work.
Best part, 100% free. It's a finished game.
Nice.
And it is completely free on Steam. Highly recommend it. If you do any kind of streaming on Twitch, please check it out. It's called Chef Squad. I love it. And the music is like Katamari Damacy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
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 I recommend, yeah. Check it out.
Katamari is my favorite game.
The best. Anyway, sorry for...
No, that's okay.
Sorry for ruining the format. I ruined the podcast!
No, you did not. But now it's time for...
We expect that when JD comes on.
Yeah, we don't
care. Yeah, I tend to break the rules.
He's going to play a movie and then recommend a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last time.
Was fucking bananas.
I was going to ask you, like, what you guys thought.
It was great, it was good. But it was fucking bananas. It was so fucking crazy.
Like, the ending made it all worth it.
Yeah.
Yep.
It did. Like, I was just like, oh no, he's really doing this. Like, he's really shoving that in his ass. And I like how, like, he started, like, being almost sexual about it, but not quite.
Almost, yeah.
It was like, almost. It was like, oh yeah, I gotta, like, shove these things up my ass. But yeah, the end was chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. So good.
It was unstoppable.
It was fucking good. Just in case we keep this in, I don't want to give anything away, but it's fucking a wild ride. I know one of our friends in New York was like, Ginger, what did you just have me watch? I was like, I told you, it's fucking crazy. I told her, I was like, this is crazy. This is a crazy movie. Be warned, but it's great. It's still good.
Yeah.
Because I like that crazy shit.
Ginger, so. Is it time for recommendations?
Yeah. And now it's time for recommendations. Doot doot. Doodly doo.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You got a recommendation, Willie?
I do. I'm going to recommend The Land Whale Murders.
Okay.
So it's a audio drama comedy, a Gilded Age comedy about birders, murders, and a missing whale. And there's like magical four elemental people. One of them's kind of dumb and four are like smart magical people. It's just started. There's only one episode out so far. But it's an entertaining magical comedy.
All right.
Called, thanks. What did I say again?
The land, whale, hold on. Shark. Yeah. I don't know.
It's called The Land Whale Murders.
Land Whale Murders. Okay.
Yeah.
We JD, would like to recommend Discord. Go ahead and fix some stuff. So I would, I'm going to recommend, there's a podcast I listen to called Hey Riddle Riddle. It is three Chicago improvisers who try to solve riddles, puzzles, lateral thinking problems. And in the interim, do improv scenes based on the riddles or based off of their conversations. And every single episode makes me cry laughing from their genius of nice. How well they work together and just how they can pull things out of nowhere and have it work so well.
Awesome.
It's been going on for like 3 or 4 years. There's like, I think they just hit like episode 160 or something like that. So,
all right.
Highly recommend. Again, Hey Riddle Riddle. It is a HeadGum podcast. Check them out. They're the nice. Bee's knees.
Cool.
I got my recommendation. So, I love Megan Thee Stallion. I usually am not into like too much popular music at the time, but I fucking love Megan Thee Stallion. And she just came out with like a mixed album of some of her freestyles, a couple new songs, and like her thought shit that just came out. But it's fucking fire. And I have played it already probably like 20 times, and it came out a few days ago. I absolutely love her. She's like the only rapper woman who is doing freestyles and fucking being like fire at them. So like old school, like freestyles, like old school rap. It's just amazing. I absolutely love Megan Thee Stallion's. So go listen to Something for the Hotties. It's amazing.
Let's check that out. Yeah.
Old school style. I wonder if the Fat Boys are still around. That'd be cool to see them collab.
Oh my gosh. Like, even like some of my other rappers that I like really, really like Redman and Megan Thee Stallion, that would be fucking lit.
I'll just say Megan and the Fat Boys would be awesome.
That would be too.
There's probably no chance that she'll collaborate with any of my other favorite rappers.
Well, yeah.
Probably. I don't know.
Whatever.
Who knows? She might be into STD, Schaefer the Dark Lord, but probably not.
I was going to say, yeah, let's get some Mega Ran. How about some Frontalot? MC Lars?
That would be really amazing.
They're all
amazing.
Touring together right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would have been awesome to go see.
Yeah, they were playing at the fucking intersection around us, which is a horrible, horrible venue. Oh, well.
We've seen two of them.
Yep.
Nice. Who've you seen?
We've seen MC Lars.
Yep.
Oh.
He was amazing.
He's
amazing.
Well, got to chat with him in between sets too for like 10 minutes. That was awesome.
Dude, nice.
Like before he went up on stage, he was at his own merch booth and we were like just chatting with him.
We bought his CDs, got his autograph. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. He was a really fucking cool dude. Yeah. Super nice. Super fucking nice. Well, thanks again, JD. Yeah. For coming.
Thank you for having me. Y'all know I love doing this every single time. I just like trying to find ways to make y'all laugh. And I appreciate the chance anytime.
Hell yeah. Thanks for coming on and being our number one reoccurring guest, really. That's fucking great.
Woo! All right, I'll take it.
And
by next month, if you come back on, you can take Simon's place as our regular co-host.
He doesn't listen, so he won't hear.
Yeah.
I'll wrap things up with another shot while y'all wrap.
No, don't do it.
Only if you want to.
All right, well then, Ginger, while you name our patrons, I will drink more gingerbread Mountain Dew.
I don't know why you two are torturing yourselves. But we would like to thank our patrons, Mike Gagne, Chris Copeland, JD Lowe.
Yeah, this guy, yeah.
Dan the Movie Seller, and Greg from Cartmart, and Rappy Rick Rapperson, thanks for our intro music, and Inadequacy, thank you for our outro music.
Oh, man. Do not chug the gingerbread snapped Mountain Dew.
He just made me literally cringe. I would rather
I was chugging it really slow, but by holding it in my mouth like that while you were reading that, like, the flavor kind of turned into a gingerbready candle wax flavor. Like,
cold, I'd rather chug barbecue sauce.
Cold liquid gingerbread pulpy candle wax.
That sounds so bad.
Oh, dear God.
I'm going to lower my one. Now that it's not ice cold anymore, I lower it down to a 0.25 with ginger.
That's straight up trizash.
That's fair. That's fair.
Oh. Hit the goodbye.
I'm different.
Godlike. I'll find it. Hold on a second. Maybe?
Goodbye.
Edit that one out, Ginger.
Oh, man. That Mountain Dew is so gross.
Thanks for listening to another episode of GRPVG.
Yes. And if you'd like to join our Patreon, we are at patreon.com/GrandRapidians Play Video Games.
Yep. We'll send you stickers every month and we'll shout you out every episode.
Yes.
Send us an email at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames@gmail.com.
Yeah, and you can find us on Twitter at Grand_Video and Instagram at GrandRapidiansPlayVideoGames.
You could give us a call at 9167-WILLIE. That's 9167. My name, Willie.
It's a real number.
Leave us a message. We'll get back with you. We'll play it on the air if you want.
Yep. And also, if you would like to give us a rating on whatever podcatcher you can.
iTunes, Podchaser.
And send us a picture of your 5-star rating. And we'll send you some stickers.
And you can find us on every platform on our Linktree. linktr.ee/GrandRapidians.
Goodbye.